One, two, three, four.
The beat goes on.
Get your dancing shoes on.
Music that turns people on. On.
The trip down the time tunnel, the top tunes.
In January of 1969, the Beatles reconvened in London.
One of nature's choosing. Where's the console and all that?
Where's the what?
The mixer and the 8-tracks and all that.
I was not supposed to be there for a rehearsal.
Hiring, oh,
hi,
happy
George.
New Year.
Happy
hiring,
New
happy
New Year.
Happy New Year.
Everybody got a piece of toast.
They were rehearsing songs at Twickenham Film Studio, with every move being filmed and recorded, although they were still working out why. They were putting together a new album, or making a movie, or rehearsing for a TV show, or preparing for their first live show in 3 years, or a little bit of each.
But, like, we still haven't got any aim for it except an album. Again, our only aim ever is an album, you know, which is like a very non-visual thing.
But albums is what we do at the moment.
I mean, you've got to be sneaky with the Beatles, you know, or else we'll just go on forever in the circle, you know. Whenever we talk about it, we have certain rules, like George saying, what do you want to do? And he says, no films. You know, but it's wrong, that. It's very wrong, that, because you don't know. He says, what he means is no help, hard days, nothing, you know. Because this is a film, and he now doesn't mind this, you know. It's us going silly again.
Two of us riding nowhere, spending someone's hard-earned pay. You and me, Sunday driving, not arriving on our way back home. We're on our way home. We're on our way home. We're going home.
The resulting album was Let It Be, the last they released, but not the last they made. And all that film was made into a documentary, a miserable tale of disintegration. 50 years later, filmmaker Peter Jackson, the Lord of the Rings man, was given access to all the original Let It Be material. 60 hours of film, 140 hours of audio.
The fact that I loved the footage so much and fell in love with it when I saw it and fell in love with the humour and just the historical rarity of it and the fact that it was entertaining. It wasn't miserable. You know, it shows drama. It shows a plan that goes, that derails, and it shows how they're reacting to a crisis. It has, you know, it's not all plain sailing, but it's incredibly entertaining to watch the rushes. And I thought, well, if these outtakes are entertaining, I should be able to somehow knock together a reasonably good movie from these outtakes.
It's a bit early for that, anyway.
Early in the morning, you know. I'm not 18.
Late,
anyway.
No, I'm
not. Mal, can you just lend your pen for a sec? Just correct a couple of bits.
Kevin's just to go on the road with one, you know.
Okay. What's the worst of you things,
though? Everyone is. Shall I write it?
Peter Jackson has made an epic documentary. And yes, the Beatles were in trouble in 1969. But we can see they still inspired each other, loved making music together. They could still take fragments of each other's ideas and turn them into great songs. The Beatles at work with Tea and Toast, chain smoking, wisecracking, rock and rolling, hit making, right before your eyes.
Celebrate anything you want. Yes, you can celebrate anything you want. Oh, I do a road hard. Well, you can penetrate any place you go. Yes, you can penetrate any place you go.
Peter Jackson's film Get Back debunks the abiding Let It Be myth that Yoko Ono broke up the Beatles.
See, but their point is that they're trying to, like, be as near together as they can. They want to stay together, those two, isn't it? So it's all right, let the young lovers stay together. But it's not that bad, you know. Actually, musically, you know, we can play better than we've ever been able to play, you know. We're all right on that. It's just that being together thing, you know. But it's going to be such an incredible sort of comical thing, like, in 50 years' time, you know. They broke up because Yoko sat on an M.
This masterful piece of storytelling became available just before the holiday period, and that's a good thing because its three episodes take up nearly 8 hours all up, including the last Beatles live show on the roof of the Apple Records headquarters in London, witnessed by a small crowd of office workers and some policemen responding to noise complaints.
You've been out too long, Loretta. You've been playing on the roofs again. And that's no good. Because you know your mummy doesn't like that. Or she gets angry. She's going to have you arrested. Get back. Oh, get back. Oh, yeah. Now get back. Get back. Get back to where you want. Get back.
Thanks, Mo.
I'd like to say thank you on behalf of the group and ourselves. I hope we pass the audition.
The Let It Be sessions yielded several Beatle hits and some songs that turned up later on their early solo albums. And they went right back, recording one of the first songs John and Paul wrote together back in the late 1950s.
Travelling on that line. I said move over once, move over twice.
don't fool around with me. I said, move over once, move over twice. Come on, baby, don't be cold as ice. Said you're traveling on the one after 909. Pick up my bag, run to the station. Railman says you got the wrong location. Pick up my bag, run right home. Then I find I got the number wrong. Well, pick up the fact.